Escuelas Oficiales de Idiomas de la Comunidad de Madrid. Pruebas de certificación. Comprensión de textos orales. Inglés. Certificado de nivel intermedio B1. Convocatoria extraordinaria de 2021.
This test has 3 tasks. You will hear each task twice. Task 1. You will hear some extracts. For each extract, choose the heading that best matches the information you have heard. Then write the letter in the corresponding white box.
There are 3 headings you will not need.
Extract 0 is an example. Now read the headings. Extract 0.
So this one's a big item for me. I don't value big vacations as much. I'm okay having one vacation and then having one staycation instead of 2 big vacations a year. So this year my husband had to go to India to attend a wedding, and I thought, you know what, I don't need to attend this wedding. It's not necessary for me. I can enjoy a staycation and save some money and enjoy that time to just be by myself, and that's what I did, and I truly enjoyed it. And I saved roughly $2,500.
Extract number 1.
These millionaires have some habits that I want to share them with you. Number 1, they're avid readers. Millionaires are readers. They're reading books. Why? Because they're trying to learn information that they can use in their lives to be able to grow. And so reading is really, really important. It's how we stretch our minds. It's how we start to see things and on a different level and really understanding how things work. And so the more I talk to people out there that have hit everyday millionaire status, they tell me how many books they're reading.
Extract number 2.
One of the best money-saving tips is to only spend cash. Whether you're buying groceries or a new phone, spending cash makes us notice the monetary effects of our actions. This is because as we are paying, we are physically handing over money and we see the depletion in our wallets. Whereas when you use a credit or debit card, the potential to spend seems almost endless. Additionally, you may just avoid purchases altogether, allowing you to save more money than you ever could when relying on credit cards.
Extract number 3.
Not long ago, I did a video about tipping in Europe, and clearly, I need to do one for the US of A. Well, we tip a lot more than anywhere else in the world. Okay, restaurants. A 15 to 20% tip is customary. It's not obligatory, but it is expected. The tip will already be included if you are in the more touristy areas.
Extract number 4.
One option that's worked really great for us is to get a roommate. That can be really helpful. If you have extra space, you can rent out. Yes, it is a bit of a sacrifice at times, and it does mean you're giving up some of your space and some of your privacy. But for us, this decision has made such a financial difference. So it's something that I recommend, especially since we had an extra bedroom. We don't currently have any kids that need that second bedroom. So for now, it's been working really well.
Extract number 5.
Now, there are lots of things in your wardrobes and cupboards that you might have worn once or used once. You'll be amazed. There's probably lots of things in there that you've never even worn at all, and probably some with the tags on. Look at, start to sell some of those items. If you're not using them, you're not wearing them, sell them. Use eBay, use Facebook Marketplace. There's lots of places out there online that you can sell these items. It can also be quite an interesting hobby as well as bringing some money into the house.
Extract number 6.
We don't need to buy everything available at the store. Just because it's on sale doesn't mean I need to bring it home. Ask, do I really need this? Do I really want to care for this? Do I have a spot for it? The accumulation of physical possessions is not the greatest thing that you can do with your life. And so we begin to see how our money and time can be used on more important things. We begin to accumulate less and less going forward.
Extract number 7.
There are certain beauty treatments I have learned to do myself over the years, such as cutting my hair, doing my manicure and pedicure, and I'm not looking back. I am able to save thousands of dollars a year by just simply doing it myself. The last time I stepped foot in a hair salon was probably about 4 years ago, and I just started cutting my husband's hair. And you know what? It's not perfect, but it's just hair. It'll grow back. He's happy with it. I'm happy with it. So it really doesn't matter.
Extract number 8.
And the thing that I personally never spend money on is ordering lunch. When you use the time to prep, you're gonna have food in your fridge all the time. You take it with you. I've not paid for lunch for probably the last year. I always cook at home. I bring it to work. I've actually lost weight because of this amazing financial habit. So actually, stop spending money on lunch. Plan ahead, cook it at home, take it with you to work, though.
Now, listen again. Extract number 1.
These millionaires have some habits and I want to share them with you. Number 1, they're avid readers. Millionaires are readers. They're reading books. Why? Because they're trying to learn information that they can use in their lives to be able to grow. And so reading is really, really important. It's how we stretch our minds. It's how we start to see things on a different level and really understanding how things work. And so the more I talk to people out there that have hit everyday millionaire status, they tell me how many books they're reading.
Extract number 2.
One of the best money-saving tips is to only spend cash. Whether you're buying groceries or a new phone, spending cash makes us notice the monetary effects of our actions. This is because as we are paying, we are physically handing over money and we see the depletion in our wallets. Whereas when you use a credit or debit card, the potential to spend seems almost endless. Additionally, you may just avoid purchases altogether, allowing you to save more money than you ever could when relying on credit cards.
Extract number 3.
Not long ago, I did a video about tipping in Europe, and clearly, I need to do one for the US of A. Well, we tip a lot more than anywhere else in the world. Okay, restaurants. A 15 to 20% tip is customary. It's not obligatory, but it is expected. The tip will already be included if you are in the more touristy areas.
Extract number 4.
One option that's worked really great for us is to get a roommate. That can be really helpful. If you have extra space you can rent out, yes, it is a bit of a sacrifice at times, and it does mean you're giving up some of your space and some of your privacy, but for us, this decision has made such a financial difference, so it's something that I recommend, especially since we had an extra bedroom. We don't currently have any kids that need that second bedroom, so for now, it's been working really well.
Extract number 5.
Now, there are lots of things in your wardrobes and cupboards that you might have worn once or used once. You'll be amazed. There's probably lots of things in there that you've never even worn at all, and probably some with the tags on. Look at, start to sell some of those items. If you're not using them, you're not wearing them, sell them. Use eBay, use Facebook Marketplace. There's lots of places out there online that you can sell these items. It can also be quite an interesting hobby as well as bringing some money into the house.
Extract number 6.
We don't need to buy everything available at the store. Just because it's on sale doesn't mean I need to bring it home. Ask, do I really need this? Do I really want to care for this? Do I have a spot for it? The accumulation of physical possessions is not the greatest thing that you can do with your life. And so we begin to see how our money and time can be used on more important things. We begin to accumulate less and less going forward.
Extract number 7.
There are certain beauty treatments I have learned to do myself over the years, such as cutting my hair, doing my manicure and pedicure, and I'm not looking back. I am able to save thousands of dollars a year by just simply doing it myself. The last time I stepped foot in a hair salon was probably about 4 years ago, and I just started cutting my husband's hair. And you know what? It's not perfect, but it's just hair. It'll grow back. He's happy with it. I'm happy with it. So it really doesn't matter.
Extract number 8.
And the thing that I personally never spend money on is ordering lunch. When you use the time to prep, you're gonna have food in your fridge all the time. You take it with you. I've not paid for lunch for probably the last year. I always cook at home. I bring it to work. I've actually lost weight because of this amazing financial habit. So actually, stop spending money on lunch. Plan ahead, cook it at home, take it with you to work, though.
This is the end of task one.